30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. I think off the top of my head, and Gary will have to correct me if I'm wrong, this is the 1 hour all six affiliates are listening simultaneously.
Everybody across Arizona is listening to Rosie on the House right now.
Well, so good
we've got
morning.
Some that start at 7. We've got some that start at 8. We've got some that start at 9. Some that cut off at 10. Most go to 11. If there's one single hour, I know everyone's listening simultaneously. It's right now in the 9 o'clock hour. So we've got some new listeners or some sleepy heads that are just kicking in. Our,
a lot of times
our 7 o'clock hour is our most podcasted hour because some people are still sleeping at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's a dream.
The luxury. We got dragged down here early in the morning and be ready and chirpy and so you may have missed it, and may not have heard. Rosie had suffered from a rollover off-roading accident back in October, and that's why you haven't heard him the last few weeks. We spent the entire 7 o'clock hour talking about it, talking about his recovery. He was in the IACU trauma center for 44 days. He's now in rehab. He is doing well. One thing that we don't do at Rosie on the House, just because it's not good listening experience, are shout outs. You know, you hear people, hey, call in and say happy birthday to so and so, or hey, you know, give me a shout out for this. You know, who really cares other than that one person got to hear their name on the radio? The rest of the listening audience doesn't really, you know, connect or, you know, then they want to hear their name. So then they call and it's a program of shout outs. But you know what? I was thinking through this in the back of my mind while we had John Eisenhower in last hour and we were taking calls on the air. Rosie is listening this morning. He and his brother Rennie are at rehab, probably doing some physical therapy, some stretches. I'm sure they're harassing each other as their relationship goes. They love to tease and pick at each other. So if you'd like to say something nice to Rosie or give Rosie a shout out, you know, call in. You can do that. We'll take that along with any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you. Rosie will be back on the broadcast. We don't know when yet, but we don't think it'll be that long. With everyone said once you hit the rehab, things are going to go so quick. ICU just, things take very long. There's very slow progress once you hit rehab, and we've seen that. He's made incredible progress. I'd say in the next two or three broadcasts, after we get a couple weeks, we'd be in a better position to make a judgment call on when we expect to see him back. But right now, you know, through the holidays, we'll let him rest up. Just to let him know you miss him, you care about him, and you appreciate all his work over the 30 years of broadcasting. 1-888-767-4348, and we'll let you give him a little shout-out live on the air.
You can also text us at 411-923. We'd love that. And Rosie absolutely loves cards, so he's up to a couple hundred at this point. You can mail those. And
gives him something to look at and read while he's in rehab.
And at this point in the game, you can go ahead and send funny ones. We had some very heartfelt and serious ones for a while. There was touch and go. We had a really hard time there, but we're on the mend, and we're so happy.
There were some scares.
He scared us. He did. So, and thank you for all of you who've been praying. And then also, if you want to...
That has been the difference.
That is the difference. God's merciful. He's listened. He's heard our prayers, and Rosie is mending. And if you want to see the story, go to caringbridge.org and look up Rosie's recovery. Caring Bridge.
I had never heard of it before, but everyone's like, oh, yeah, we know that kid.
Yeah, look up the Rosie's Recovery. It's also posted on the Facebook page. You can just click right from there.
But if you use Facebook and have follow us at the Rosie on the House page, that's our most recent post from this morning. You can find it there. If you're not a Facebook user, caringbridge.org. And there's more than one Rosie, so you got to go Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, Rosie's Recovery, and then that'll take you to the correct. And you can go back and scroll through Mom's journal entries. You've been... posting since about the first week.
Yeah, and then today I put a double one on. It was for people who've been following, and then a new one towards the bottom that tells just the update, so you don't have to go back and read everything. But Rosie is listening this morning. He's got a smile on his face and happy that we're all here together again.
And the 9 o'clock hour is to talk about anything you want to. We call this the open line hour. We take questions, we read emails, we go through texts, we take phone calls. So let's go through all those. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923. That's the only one that we only monitor during the broadcast because that text is specific to this flagship radio station. We don't monitor that during the week, but the phone number we answer all during the week, along with the email, info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you need a picture to help describe what you're working on, or a picture says 1,000 words, if you need those 1,000 words in an image, you can drop that in an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Last week, we had, in the 9 o'clock hour, a special guest talking about the preservation of historic Arizona, in particular, a lot of buildings in Prescott, because it was the first Saturday in December in Arizona, which is the Christmas weekend kickoff in Prescott. You always have the courthouse, you have the parade. Usually, I think it starts at 1. I always thought it was earlier, but it's...
No, we had to get there. Your sister's clogged in the parade for 10 years, and mm-hmm. we had to leave the house at like 7:30 to get in line, but it doesn't start till
like 1.
1 o'clock. So you get up there and have a nice breakfast, walk around, and then afterwards you can shop and hike.
And then wait for the courthouse lighting, which kicks off at 6 o'clock. And we had a special guest that joined us talking about all the different historic buildings in Prescott. And we had a lot of great feedback on that. And one listener, in fact, from Chandler, wrote in. And he's very active in a Phoenix historians group. And I thought, every city probably has some kind of preservation of their historic downtown districts. And, we covered Prescott specifically last week. There's a lot of great old downtowns and a lot of great historic buildings throughout Arizona. So we'll incorporate those, I think, a lot in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll use that for content filler. And 2019, as we're seeking to fill topics, our 7 o'clock hour is our Arizona People, Places, and Things. And we're always looking for interesting topics and stories to cover. And a lot of times that's the one that we don't work to schedule out, because it gives us the flexibility of, being spontaneous. But if you have something you'd like us to cover, we're putting together a request form. You've got to be able to cover this topic. It's got to be able to cover on air for 40 minutes. It's got to be interesting and relevant. It's got to connect with the listeners. So we're actually soliciting suggestions for that hour, and I think this is going to be one that's going to go into that, is the different historic preservations that are active throughout the state.
And let's have them email that, Romy, to info@rosieonthehouse. If you think you have a topic that you would like to have covered, or you know someone who would make a good guest, you send in your name, and we'll send you the form to get that filled out.
Perfect. Something else I think we need to cover soon is real estate. There is a lot of things, a lot of advertisements for like open book, open door, open real, list your house with us and we'll pay it for cash if you don't. This morning, driving to work, it's about a 60-mile commute, and I was crossing Northern, and we've been in a strong economy the last couple of years, but I have never seen a morning like I've seen today. The number of cement trucks that were on the road, the number of landscape trucks that were on the road, the number of contractors that were on the road. I stopped in at the gas station to grab a Saturday's paper. It used to be a time you would walk into the radio station and there'd be stacks of newspapers. You'd have from all over the state and the Wall Street Journal and USA Today. And
what happened to those?
They just, the paper subscriptions have gone away. So much of the reading is done online, and they're copying and pasting from this source. And so much of it's done digitally now, they just don't have the paper stacks like they used to. So I stop in and grab, Rosie used to always bring in the Republic, and I'd steal it from him after he was done going through it, and I grabbed it. And I often stop there. Occasionally, I get a hankering for a milk in the morning. Saturdays, I usually don't eat, but I always have a glass of milk for breakfast and when I fly out the door. So sometimes I stop in, and generally speaking, I'm in and out in seconds. There was nine people in front of me today.
You were late this morning. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm going to do this by myself.
All contractors.
Wow.
Every single one of them. Every vehicle at the gas station was a contractor vehicle. I don't know if this is a heavy push. People getting holiday projects done around. A lot of landscapers, people hiring landscapers to come clean up their yard because they've got too many other things on their to-dos. So I just think we're due a real estate check-in. We're going to have to track down and see. We had our Tucson realtor on last month in our finance hour. And I think we're going to breach out and see if we can track down Glutch for just another update on real estate. Maybe we'll get them both together. There just seems to be a lot in the real estate market going on. And something that I was thinking about, we have how many people come here for the weather? And how many people do that because they're coming to visit people at the holiday time and they're like, wow, there's no snow. This weather is great. I get why so many people move to Arizona now. The state's beautiful. And this time of year results in future residents in the next 6 to 8 months. So I think we're gonna see if we can't get a real estate topic
update.
In. Yeah. And that this also gives me another idea. I feel like chocolate milk today. And I had to go for Shamrock because Danhausen doesn't have their milk in grocery, and they've got it in grocery stores. Kevin, if you're listening, you need to get your glass bottles down to 12-ounce glass bottles so they're in grocery stores. Because Shamrock's was good, but if you've had Danhausen's,
oh man,
they got a competitive advantage, I will say. It at least hits my taste buds.
I'm surprised you didn't have an eggnog craving, because man, I can't stop drinking that either.
I can't do eggnog in the morning.
You can't?
No.
Gosh.
I can't do eggnog
it's
in the
tough.
Morning. That's like a 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. We've got a ton of texts, a ton of emails that have come in. Julia is busy screening calls. So we'll come back and start plugging through some of the questions listeners have this morning.